Hi there, this is Ella Star with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. It's Pegasus World Cup Day at Gulfstream Park, and it is a fantastic 12-race car. We're going to cover four of those on the podcast today. You can also get the blog, the written version of this at amwager.com, who's kind enough to sponsor the podcast and the blog. Amwager.com is a legal online wagering site, legal in most states and covering most tracks in North America, with some great perks for the handicapper and some great tools. Check it out, Amwager.com, AMWAGER.com, where you can also get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, by clicking on How to Bet and Ellistar's blog. We're going to kick off the races on this great Pegasus World Cup Day at Gulfstream, Race 8, the La Prevoyante Stakes, 3:09 Eastern. And Cap de Cruces and Always Shopping both share the top barn of Todd Pletcher. Both have credentials to win, but Cap de Cruces opens at 12-1, while Always Shopping opens at 3. And as such, there's a profit to be made using both of them, particularly Cap de Cruces. Cap de Cruces finished 3rd. Of 9 in the Via Borghese Stakes over the course last month, which was won by his stablemate, Always Shopping. But Cap de Cruces had significant traffic trouble with an eighth of a mile to go as a horse came over in front of her, causing John Velasquez to check sharply, losing all momentum. She then showed some interest, finishing 3rd, and even though her career turf record is 1 win and 7 seconds in 15 races, I believe with a better trip, she can turn the tables on her stablemate and post the upset. Even if not at 12-1, she's a great horse to have in the exotics in this race. Always Shopping has run 3 A races in a row since blinkers were added, including a head defeat in the identical Dowager Stakes in October. She runs 2nd off the layoff, and I read Ortiz Jr. rides back. There's no need to talk her up in any way. She'll be a strong contender. We're rounding out a trio of horses to look at with Sister Hanan, who may be worth a look. She's a gem of consistency, never worse than 2nd. One time only when 3rd in her 6 career starts since her debut on dirt. Those 6 have all been on grass. And she too is running 2nd off a layoff. Could make some noise, opening at 12-1. In the La Prevoyante Stakes, Race 8, Gulfstream, Saturday, January 23rd, purse 3:09. Win bets, Always Shopping at 2-1 or more, and Cap de Cruces at 7-2 or more. I have no doubt about getting the odds on Cap de Cruces. Hopefully Always Shopping as well. And if they both have those odds, we should take advantage of a great tool called a Dutching tool, which you can find all over the internet, but particularly at Amwager. It's free and it does the math for you. It allocates your wagers. For your best edge, you can select how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and the bets are proportioned accordingly. It's one of many great free tools at Amwager.com. I'll also make a token $5 or $10 win bet on Sister Hanan at 5-1 or more. For the exacta, Always Shopping, Sister Hanan, and Cap de Cruces over. Always Shopping, Sister Hanan, Cap de Cruces, Lovely Lucky, Heavenly Curlin, and Traipsing. For the doubles, in Race 8, we'll play doubles consisting of Always Shopping, Sister Hanan, and Cap de Cruces. In Race 9, this is my time, and I will play this double heavily. I'll go into the reasons why in just a second. Race 9 is the Inside Information Stakes. Race 9, Gulfstream, Saturday, January 23rd, post 3:40. And this is my time is every bit the key overlay win bet on the card. Opening at 7-2, she should be 3-2 based on her probably to win, in my opinion. And she sticks out like a sore thumb. Although she won just 2 of her first 7 races, her last 2 efforts have been spectacular. I expect even better in her first start as a 4-year-old. This is my time won the Millions Filly and Mare Turf Preview Stakes, called the Turf Preview, but it was taken off the turf and run on dirt at this 7-furlong trip. She won it by 11 lengths, then showed the same form, easily defeating second-level allowance company last month. The 110 and 101 Equibase speed figures are by far the best last 2 figures in the field, and higher than the figures horses in this race come out of the Grade 3 Sugar Squirrel and the Grade 3 Rampart. Edgar Zayas has been up for 3 of her 4 career wins, and This Is My Time can win on the lead or from off the pace, so if another horse wants to go early, that won't change. It won't diminish her chances. In Race 9, the Inside Information, post 3:40 on Saturday, January 23rd, I like This Is My Time to win at 3-2 or more, a true low-odds key bet. Exacta, This Is My Time over Dream Marie, Cinnabunny, Bronx Beauty, Pieti Bianchi, and Sound Machine. Going to skip the 10th and go to the 11th, the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational before the big one. This is the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational. Its post is 4:59, race 11 at Gulfstream. And I think Largent and Another Twist of Fate share the bulk of the probability to win, with about five others capable of completing the exacter trifecta. Largent has been nearly perfect in his nine-race career to date, winning six, finishing second the other three. In two of the defeats, he was beaten a head or a neck, so he could easily be 8-for-9. And if this wasn't a 12-horse field composed of other stakes winners, Largent might be the odds-on favorite. Instead, he opens at 9-2. Which is a gift of a price, particularly after making a huge five-wide move from 7th to make the lead on the far turn in the Fort Lauderdale Stakes last month in preparation for this race. Another Twist of Fate ships out of California off the best race of his career in a similar race to the one Largent won, the Grade 2 San Gabriel, 19 days ago. He'd been away from the races for 16 months until last September. He won the Long Acres Mile on dirt, then moved to turf and finished 4th before that win. That win came with the addition of blinkers, which is the key reason we can predict a repeat of that race. Angel Rosario rode him and rides him back. And the Twist of Fate earned a 1.17 echo base figure in that race when compared to Largent's 1.18. It really makes these two stand out in the race. If you toss Another Twist of Fate's 10th place finish in the 2019 Preakness, if you'll remember, which led to the 16-month layoff, and his debut sprint, Another Twist of Fate has a record as good as Largent, 5 wins and 2 seconds in 8 races. In the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational, race 11, Gulfstream, post 4:59. Win bets, Largent and Another Twist of Fate, 2-1 or more. Absolutely perfect race for using a Dutching tool to allocate your bets. It's free at Amwager.com. Check out Amwager.com. You can get the written version of the blog. Print it out if you want. Amwager.com, How to Bet, and LSTAR's blog. Exactas, Largent and Another Twist of Fate, over. Largent, Another Twist of Fate will add Breaking the Rules, North Dakota, Aquaphobia, Cross Border, Pixelate, and Say the Word. Daily doubles, two doubles here for the 11th to the 12th. One ticket, Largent and Another Twist of Fate over Nick's Go. The second ticket is Largent, Another Twist of Fate over in race 11. I shouldn't say over, in race 11, race 12. Nick's Go, Last Judgment, Harper's First Ride, and Sleepy-Eyed Todd. Moving on to the big one. Post of 5:44 for race 12 at Gulfstream Saturday, January 23rd, the Pegasus World Cup Invitational. And if you paid attention, of course, just a second ago, to the doubles, you'll see the key bet is Nick's Go, but I got some other prices I can't resist. Nick's Go changed trainers to start his 2020 campaign, moving to the barter Brad Cox, and went 3-for-3 last year, culminating with a 1:20 career best Echo Base speed figure winning the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile in wire-to-wire fashion. He had lost 10 in a row before the first of the 2020 wins, but the turnaround was not out of the clouds, as Nick's Go had been a top two-year-old in 2018, winning the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland and second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, both with an early running style, the same as he showed when he came back. Last year, he went from 104 to 116 to 120 figures, and he's a fresh five-year-old coming back off a layoff. It's unlikely anybody's going to take him on early, which gives him the kind of lead he wants, and he can just power on from there. I have no problem with him running a mile eighth the first time because he's a son of Painter, who, if you recall, lost the 2012 Belmont Stakes by giving up the rail to Union Rags, ran really big at a mile and a half. Now for the other prices. Last Judgment, Harper's First Ride, and Sleepy Eyes Todd all must be considered contenders, even though they have less probability to win than Nick's Go. Based on the likely pace scenario, the Nick's Go gives him an easy lead and controls the race from the start. Nevertheless, I won't hesitate to bet them. I'll start with Last Judgment, who has won 6 of 14, including his only try at the distance of the race. That win came in his most recent start 7 days ago, dominating in the Sunshine Classic Stakes by 6 lengths. That effort tied his career best. It's a 107 figure, so nowhere near the 120 or 116 Nick's Go's last two. But he could improve, and he's won while racing on the lead or from off the pace. Could be finishing pretty well in this race, and he's a nice price. Harper's First Ride is another who knows where the finish line is. He's 10-for-17. First to second in his last 6, including the Pimlico Special last fall at a similar distance, mile 3/16. Harper's First Ride earned a career-best 109 figure, winning the Native Dancer Stakes in his most recent race. Another horse to be considered for sure. And Sleepy Eyes Todd earned the biggest win of his career in the Charlestown Classic last August at the distance of the Pegasus. He ran poorly when shipped to California the next month, but has won both races since, including the Mr. Prospector last month at Gulfstream. The 119 figure in the Charlestown Classic was a career best and the highest figure of any horse in this field other than Nick Scow's 120 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. So, if Sleepy Eyes Todd can repeat that effort, he could give Nick Scow a run for his money. In the Pegasus World Cup Invitational Race 12 Gulfstream Post 5 of 44 Eastern on Saturday, January 23rd, Nick Scow's win bet 8-5 or more. If he's less than 8-5, I'll play an exacta instead of Nick Scow over Sleepy Eyes Todd, Harper's First Ride, and Last Judgment. That'll be my exacta as a win bet. Then, for a smaller amount, I definitely will consider win bets at 6-1 or more on Last Judgment, Harper's First Ride, Sleepy Eyes Todd. I have no problem betting 10 or 20 bucks to win on those at any of those three at 6-1 or more, even though I'm betting Nick Scow and probably heavily here, because I don't want to be kicking myself late if Nick Scow does not fire. And if you do bet any of those three, use a Dutching tool, because they will be different odds, and it'll help you to make the best kind of bet mathematically. For exactas, we're going to play Nick Scow over Sleepy Eyes Todd, Harper's First Ride, and Last Judgment. And that would be a second bet if you do play the exact instead of a win bet. And then for the trifecta, or actually, let's go back. Then for a dollar exacta or $2 exacta, I want to play Sleepy Eyes Todd, Harper's First Ride, and Last Judgment over Sleepy Eyes Todd, Harper's First Ride, Last Judgment, and Nick Scow. And then the trifecta, I'll play Nick Scow over Sleepy Eyes Todd, Harper's First Ride, and Last Judgment over all. And then come back and play Nick Scow over all over Sleepy Eyes Todd, Harper's First Ride, and Last Judgment. That covers Nick Scow with the three horses in second and everybody third. And then with everybody second and three horses third. Again, there'll be prices. So if Nick Scow goes off at 8-5, you can make some money here with getting one of those 12-1 shots in third, maybe a long shot in second. Thanks so much for listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at AmWager.com. If you're not a member, check out AmWager.com. Great tools, great betting site, legal in most states, covering most tracks. Have a great day on Pegasus Day. We'll talk to you next week.